it is 12:30 a.m. in New York, 6:30 a.m. in Johannesburg, and 11:30 a.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to an early morning version of the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Shanderbean from sundaybean.com, and I'm a solution-oriented coach, intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations, and I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. I have a confession to make. I've been on a vacation, literally, to paradise, and spent more money than I would ever care to admit. And I came back feeling meh. In fact, during the whole vacation, me and my family felt meh. This is the equivalent of buying a sports car and crashing it right into a tree. A total waste of an opportunity and a waste of money. And I wish I was the only one who's experienced this, but I honestly know that I'm not. My friends have told me stories of being at each other's throats when they're on vacation, huge fights on the beach, moments in restaurants where you actually wish you were home because your kids will not sit still and they're throwing food everywhere and the locals are staring at you and mad at you. Struggling to put a tent up before dark and you're swatting mosquitoes and you're swearing under your breath and your kids are crying and you're just wishing you went to a flippin' hotel. I know lots of people who've been secretly dying inside because they have spent their third week cramped into a guest room at their in-laws. I know you've been through one of these scenarios or something equivalent when you're on vacation. And the thing is, seasoned expats, people who've lived abroad for a long time, were really, really good at what I call the three P's of vacations: planning, preparing, and packing. And you can read a lot more about this on my article called Expat Vacation Do's and Don'ts Before You Go. But what is really important is that at one point or another, we're guilty of forgetting the fourth P, and that's people. And the most important thing, the most important question you can ask yourself before you leave on vacation is not which Airbnb do you want, but what do I want out of this? To be really honest, I spent years just thinking, okay, I want to go on vacation. I want to see my family. But I never really got clear on what I wanted to, how did I want to feel or what did I want to experience on vacation. I just thought I want to go there. I thought about the destination. I thought about the people that I wanted to see. So after about a decade of experimenting, and my favorite strategy to learn by failure, I have discovered really to have a truly amazing trip, you need to follow what I call the vacation equation. So I am going to walk you through this because our time and energy and money is just too important to throw away on a, I want to say, half you know what vacation. So let's look through the essential factors of the vacation equation. There are five key elements. The first one is creating clarity. What do I really want out of this vacation? And for me, when I go on a vacation back home where I was born and raised, and I get in the airplane and travel 35 hours by myself or with my two kids and have to go through jet lag, I really want to be clear on how I want to feel, what I want to create for my kids and for me, because this is a huge investment in energy and time and money. So create clarity. What do you really want out of this vacation? Number two, setting boundaries. What has to happen so this is possible? And here is where it's a great time before you go that you share these ideas with those you are going to be with. So if you're traveling with your partner, you need to share what you want out of the vacation, because maybe that doesn't match what they want. But until you articulate that and make that transparent, there's no way that you're going to be able to magically match up. So setting boundaries is talking together. Okay, if I want to go jogging 3 times a week, what has to happen so it's possible? And then your partner says, ooh, 3 times a week? Okay, I guess I'll take the kids for 3 times a week, but then you promise to give me time so I can read a book. Okay, so creating clarity and setting boundaries. And that includes a conversation with your loved one. Third one, checking in. Checking in, and what's really important, checking in is how is it going once you get there? Checking at the right time before it's too late. I'll share more about that in a second. Number four is making micro realignment. So adjusting based on how it is going. And number five is taking notes on what is not working so you can avoid it next time. Because we do not need to pull a Groundhog Day with an expensive vacation. So let's go into a little bit more detail about what you want to do once you get there. Okay, so I talked about checking in. Okay, so this is where creating clarity is so important. What did you say you wanted to get out of your vacation? Okay, how is it going? What's working? What's not working? And then you can say, okay, this isn't working. How can I make sure I still get what I wanted? So on this vacation in paradise that I told you about, that was going meh, we did not check in until maybe 4 days before we left, and we were gone for weeks. And after checking in, which was, sorry, a little too late to impact the overall vacation, I realized I needed to just have some time by myself and I needed to move my body. We were sitting around a lot and being by the pool, but I wasn't moving, and that was creating a lot of unused energy. And so I went on a jog along the beach, and who doesn't want to go for a jog along the beach? It was gorgeous. And that totally changed my mood. What we did the rest of the day was the same as we did the day before, but that 20 minutes of jogging made a huge difference in my attitude and my energy. So you've got to take action when you realize that things are off. Okay, so most of the time when I go on vacation, I want to relax. I want to connect with my family and my friends. And if you live in a place where it's hard to get your comforts from home or conveniences, then you probably want to do what you don't get to do where you live. So if check in, you can ask yourself, okay, is my focus too much on one area? Like, am I spending, you know, if I'm up late till 2 a.m. with my best friends, that I'm seeing, but I'm not getting up in the morning and doing the jogging I wanted to do? Is one thing getting more attention than the other? And what do I need to change so it gets more balanced? Okay, because some of the things that you're doing might actually stop you from doing the other things, like I said, staying up late. And if you are focused on keeping sane and having fun on vacation, checking in is totally worth it. So when you're on vacation, you're finding out something is off, ask yourself what has to change to make the difference. Okay, that's where setting boundaries is so important. All right, so what we've talked about is absolutely checking in once you're there, setting boundaries with your partner or the people that you're with to try to get the things that you came to do met, making micro realignments. Actually, quite soon into the trip, so you still have time to adjust and enjoy fully what you're doing. And then take notes on what isn't working so you don't repeat it again the next time. Okay, so why is this so important? Why is it so important? Come on vacation Sunday. I don't want to have to bring a checklist with a vacation equation. I just want to go and have a blast. This is so important because this is your chance. This is your chance to relax, to spend time with your kids in a way that is much less rigid than when they're in school. It's your chance to see your friends and family in person. And it's your chance to totally rejuvenate from all the stresses that you have back where you live. And this is your chance. This is what I think is really important. This is your chance to practice identifying and getting what you want. A lot of the people I talk to say, I don't know what I want for big things in their life. Like, what do they want to do in the next career step? Or what do they want to do for a side project? If you can't identify what you want and try to get what you want for the small things, like a quick trip home, how are you going to totally realign your life in other ways? This is skill building. This is like muscle flexing here. So don't lose sight of the vacation equation. If you really want to nail it on your next vacation, whether it's back home to see your loved ones or going abroad with your family to relax, create clarity, set boundaries, check in at the right time before it's too late, make micro realignments so you can adjust to get what you want, and take notes on what is not working so you can avoid it next time. All right, this whole month we have focused on the first area of what I call quicksand for expats. Quicksand for expats, if you recall, is the places where we get stuck and we dig ourselves in deeper into a trap. And one of them is when we do not maximize our vacations so we can spend really precious time with the ones that we love, creating connection with the people in our immediate family or with loved ones back home. So how do you know if you need to invest more thought and energy into taking care of yourself as you spend this time away with your family or visiting loved ones? Here are a few guidelines. One, are you not doing the planning and boundary setting so that you optimize, say, things like your jet lag recovery and the way in which you spend your vacation? Do you spend a chunk of your time away feeling like you're not making the best of it? That it feels almost like a chore? Or you're even bitter because you're not able to do what you want while everybody else gets to do what they want to do? You feel like you need a vacation after your vacation. Do you feel like things are off with your loved ones right when you finally get to visit them face to face? Or does visiting home cause so many emotions to resurface that you spend days during and after the vacation feeling unsettled? If you've answered yes to any of these, it is worth going back through all of the free resources I've mentioned throughout the podcast and this month. These are signs that with some thoughtful attention and the right next steps, you can truly make the most of your time off with your loved ones, near and far. If you want more on this, you can get my best advice in the articles called Expat Vacations, Do's and Don'ts, Before You Go, and there's another one for Once You Get There, Four Simple Tricks to Feel Fabulous on Vacation, and Beware of These Traps When Visiting Home. You can get top strategies like these all on my blog. So head on over to sundaybean.com and go to the free resources to get these updates. When you sign up, you'll get my free guide, 5 Things You're Going to Do Wrong While Living Abroad. Thank you for listening to Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Bean. Stay tuned for next month where we will focus on how to create a real life upgrade.